Welcome to Around the House, your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. November is National Adoption Month, a time to celebrate families formed through adoption and raise awareness for children still waiting to find their forever homes. According to the Indiana Department of Child Services, more than 1,600 children were adopted in the state last year. However, on any given day, there are approximately 150 children waiting for a permanent home. Families interested in learning more information on the adoption process can visit indianaadoptionprogram.org.
The General Assembly passed a new law this year to better protect Indiana's most vulnerable children. State Representative Julie McGuire of Indianapolis, author of House Enrolled Act 1605 and an adoptive parent, says the new law strengthens child welfare protections by speeding up court processes, expanding caregiver rights, and ensuring state agencies share information to keep Hoosier children safe.
By improving communication between agencies and tightening timelines, we can help ensure that children aren't left waiting for the protection and support they need. Every child deserves a safe and stable home.
State Representative Martin Carball of Fort Wayne says this new law reflects Indiana's ongoing commitment to child safety, timely decision-making in family courts, and recognition of the important role foster and kinship caregivers play in children's lives.
As an adoptive parent, I remain committed to supporting laws that help children secure safe, loving, and permanent homes. The difference you can make in a child's life is truly life-changing, and I encourage anyone thinking about adoption to explore the state's resources to learn more.
Hoosiers can visit indianaadoptionprogram.org to find more information on the adoption process, as well as parenting resources and biographies on Hoosier children needing permanent homes. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.